11-year-old Riley Flatness. And we're going to get the background story from his mom here in just a moment. He was honored and rewarded for his good deed earlier this week here in Albert Lea. Again, we'll talk more about that in just a moment. But first, we're going to talk with his mother, Patricia Flatness, who joins us here on Kate. And Patricia, a good afternoon. Thank you so much for the time.
Yes, you're welcome. Hey.
Now, I'm assuming it's been a pretty busy week for the family and also for Riley. I mean, media coverage and having the Nutmobile show up at your house has probably been maybe a little overwhelming at times for you guys.
Yeah, it was a pretty busy weekend leading up to it. We had told the family that we were doing a grill out. End of the summer, both of our boys play hockey and football and all of it and soccer, and it's all kicking in. So we had told them we're having that the end of the season and before stuff kicked in, and we had fun, and the Nutmobile showed up, and it's been busy from there.
Well, very cool. Now, before we talk about, again, Planters and Hormel, rewarding your son O'Reilly for a good deed, let's talk about the story and give us the details. Now Riley was at a restaurant and saw a soldier, and he offered to pay for his meal. Give us the background story.
We had stopped by the truck stop, like you said, and there were different troops that were there. And he was, I guess both my boys have always like, oh, it's a soldier, it's somebody in the army, and all, like, they really respect them. And we were in line, and we got our food, and he noticed the guy that was in line behind us. And as we were walking out, he asked if he could pay for his food, if he could go up and do it by himself, and he wanted me to hang back so he could just do it on his own.
Aww. Very
cool.
That's
what he did, and I took a picture.
And then did you post a picture? Did you enter it to Planters or Hormel? How did they find out about the good deed?
I had posted it on Facebook back in June, and TV Fox and I want to say NBC did a story on it then from Rochester back in June.
Okay.
But nothing since then. And the director at the Sam Museum, Saville, she reached out to me, and they were trying to find people throughout the state with Planters and Hormel merging and Planters moving to the state. They have a program, it's Active Substance, and they were just trying to find people that had done good deeds. And she saw that, and she loved that it was local, and they said Riley was one of their winners. So nothing entered or anything. They had just seen the random article.
Wow. Again, Patricia Flatness with us. Tell us about her 11-year-old son, Riley. And, you know, before we get Riley on the phone, let's set the situation. So did you and your husband, Jordan, know that the Nutmobile was coming?
When Saville had reached out to me, she had said that was what would happen, that they would come with a large check. The winnings is later, but they would come and present it, and I was kind of nervous. We didn't tell any family. I was like, okay, we'll see if it actually shows up. Like, this is so crazy. This doesn't happen to people. But they showed up, and it really happened.
So, and I saw pictures. I mean, did you guys get a chance to sit in the Nutmobile? I mean, that is a pretty cool mode of transportation.
Yeah, they showed up, and her nickname is Peanuts. Her name is Natalie, that works for Planters, and then Owen, he's Pistachio. So they drove down the road, and they were chanting with their intercom, a little thing for Riley. And then, it holds six people, we found out. And so they gave rides to some of the neighbor kids. Riley shared that experience, and they drove around the couple blocks. So people in the neighborhood got to see it, too. It was fun.
That's awesome. Now, Patricia, he was awarded a check of for $10,000, is that correct?
Yes.
$10,000. Now, I did read somewhere that he's gonna be donating some of the money, correct?
Yeah, Hawthorne is doing their school fundraiser this week, and so he wants to put some towards that, and then he is going to do a pizza party for fifth grade.
Oh, well, that's so generous of him. And then so, the rest goes in the bank, right?
He was wanting to save up for an Xbox, so he wants his own versus having to share. So that's his fun thing. And then he's been eyeballing the make-your-own skateboards at Martin's. So he wants to go there and do that. So that's his fun stuff.
Oh, that is so cool. That is so cool. Yeah. Again, Patricia Flatness with us, telling us about her son, 11-year-old Riley. And Patricia, thank you so much for telling his story. And if Riley's right there, if you want to hand the phone to him.
Yep. Hello.
Hey, Riley, how are you?
Good.
Now, Riley, how are you feeling? This has got to be the craziest week you've ever had in your 11 years of life.
I'm, like, nervous.
You're nervous?
Yeah.
You know, you shouldn't be nervous on the radio. I heard, was a TV station out there yesterday?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I'll say, no one can see you, so you don't have to be nervous, I promise. Let's go. Let's go back to this summer. And I talk about, you know, what inspired you to offer to pay for that soldier's meal?
Huh?
You felt it in the goodness of your heart?
Yeah.
Okay. That was so nice of you to do that. And, you know, when the peanut mobile pulled up to your house, what was your reaction? What were you feeling when you go, my goodness, that's a peanut on wheels? It's in front of my house.
Well, initially, me and my cousin, we were practicing football plays. And then they came down the street chanting my name. My dad yelled for me, and I saw it. And I was like, no way, that's a real peanut.
That is absolutely awesome. Now, Riley, did you get to go for a ride in the peanut mobile?
Yes.
How was that?
It was kind of like nervous. It was kind of like weird, but it was also really fun.
Oh, that is so cool. Now, when they presented you a big check, I mean, one you can't take to the bank, but, you know, one of those big checks that said $10,000 on it. Were you overwhelmed? Were you in shock?
I was mostly overwhelmed.
That is so cool. That is so cool. And your mom was saying you're going to donate some of the money for playground equipment at Hawthorne. That's really nice of you. That's awesome. But I heard you don't want to share your Xbox no more, so you're going to buy one of those.
Yeah.
Well, Riley, thank you so much for the time here on Kate Radio. Now, your mom mentioned you have a brother. What's his name and how old is he?
He is Parker Flatness, and he is 8 years old.
So you're the oldest of the two at 11?
Yep, and then I have a little sister.
Oh, we can't forget about your sister. What's her name and what age is she?
Amaya Flatness, and she is 3.
Well, Riley, thank you so much for this act of kindness that you did, and that is so cool that there was people out there that wanted to make sure they rewarded you for it, and also recognize your great deed. Riley, thank you so much for the time. And, you know, enjoy all the press coverage you're getting. I think it's awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks, Riley. Thank you, Patricia. Appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
Again, Patricia Flatness and Riley Flatness with us here on KETE. Some live good news for you. We love good news in the 3 o'clock hour here on Kate Radio, and that's some local good news. Again, if you're just joining us for the conversation, Riley, who's 11, from Albert Lee, this summer, he offered, his mom said they were out at the truck stop outside of town, offered to pay for a soldier's meal. She took a picture. It got posted. People recognized it, and then a Planters in Hormel had a shell abrasion for him, S-H-E-L-L, and he was a recipient of $10,000 for his good deed. That is awesome. We gotta clap for him, right? We always clap for our good news. So thank you to Patricia and a Jordan Flatness. That's Riley's dad, and thank you to Riley, 11-year-old. Had the peanut mobile come to his house this week.